But winning, leading on 40% and the one you've chosen, so what we're going to do, is all about watching LFC next season. Now, that's a good one, and it's a very topical one for you guys, because obviously you're from supporters clubs, the ones I know are very much thriving. So I'll start with you, Benny, because your club is probably the one I know the most. And Brighton is active in every possible way, but none more so than match day. So have you decided what you guys are going to do when the league campaign starts? Because obviously just over a month away, so a lot can change and things like that. But have you thought about, you know, whether, you know, what you'd like to do, whether it would work at 30%, 50%? What have you kind of talked about? What discussions have you been having?
We've done a fair bit of thinking about it. I mean, the great challenge, I think, for everybody is we still don't really know where this is going to head. You can lay down all the best plans in the world, and I mean, there might be a second kind of wave of this. So at the moment, I mean, we've always had partner venues, so we tend to try and meet in one venue and then everybody comes in for those games. So historically we'd get, you know, a couple of hundred people in one single venue, but that's obviously not going to work next season. So we're actually just looking at a model at the moment of trying to get three or four venues and just run smaller events at three or four venues rather than at one. But it is a little bit of a case of wait and see. So we've got our partner venue, The Font, which is in the Lanes in Brighton. They're still up for doing something. But one exciting development, I've got a meeting actually next week with Brighton Pier, which is wow. the iconic Brighton Pier. They've actually got an outdoor screen at the moment, which they put up in the summer. So it looks like we could potentially get quite a few people in there socially distanced. And there's a bar attached to that screen as well. So it's kind of a little bit watch this space for us. I'll have that meeting next week. We might have made a really iconic move to the pier. Somebody did joke about using the, you can hire the away concourse at the Amex Stadium, which is Brighton Hove Albion Stadium. I think diplomatically in the city, that's probably not a wise idea for us to do that. So yeah, we are very much keep monitoring the situation, and we've got plans in place, but probably like with everybody, we have to wait and see how it plays out. But we've got it not to be able to do what we do, because it is all about us. Our big thing's about community and bringing people together, and you know, it's really difficult not being able to do that